WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Everything is Illuminated is the title of the debut novel by Jonathan Safran Foer. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says the main character of the novel has a gift for making even the most depleted subjects fresh again through his skewered way with words.
Jonathan Safran Foer sure has chutzpah. Not only does he write a novel about, of all daunting subjects, the Holocaust, but he does so in a crazy postmodern patchwork quilt of styles that dares his readers to keep on their toes from paragraph to paragraph, lest they slip into bewilderment. And get this, the guy is only 25, and this is his first novel. Everyone who takes books seriously is talking about Everything is Illuminated, not just because this experimental phenom of a novel was written by an apparent wunderkind, but because the story Foer tells is uniquely affecting. There are certainly fictional and historical accounts of the Holocaust that feature more extraordinary personalities, or even more appalling acts of barbarism. Foer's novel, however, is the first Holocaust story I've ever encountered where the technique of the narrative itself is what's so poignant. As this already chaotic story approaches its climax, its great illumination, it breaks down into fragments of collective diary entries, bad jokes, religious textbook mumbo-jumbo, editorial corrections, letters, and blank pages. It's as though, stylistically, Foer's novel is uttering that great Samuel Beckett line, "I can't go on, I must go on." If I'm making Foer sound too melodramatic, let me also add that, like Beckett, he's irreverent and ironic and serenely brutal as a writer when he needs to be. The relatively straightforward, if resolutely non-chronological, main narrative of Everything is Illuminated is told by Alex, a very young Ukrainian man with a slippery grasp of English. Alex is called into service as a translator when a character named Jonathan Safran Foer shows up at the travel agency that Alex's father works for. This fictional Jonathan, an American, asks to be taken to the little town of Trockenbrod in order to find the woman who saved his grandfather from the Holocaust. Because the travel agency is short-handed, Alex and Jonathan set out across the farm plains of the Ukraine with Alex's own grandfather as their driver and his gaseous and drooling dog for protection. The trio finds an impossibly old woman living near the field that was Trockenbrod. "I am it," she tells them, meaning not that she's the savior of Foer's grandfather, but that she contains the town in boxes of photographs, wedding rings, junk that she salvaged after Trockenbrod citizens were murdered by the Nazis. Rooting around in one of those boxes, she unearths a photograph not of Jonathan's grandfather, but of Alex's, and therein lies another dreadful wartime tale. Married to this contemporary book of revelations is a more whimsically grotesque story about the origins and 200-year-old history of Trockenbrod as imagined by Jonathan Safran Foer, the character. As you might expect, this storyline owes much in tone and substance to the work of Jewish magical realists like Isaac Bashevis Singer. But for all its technicolor hallucinations about, for instance, a baby who miraculously bubbles up from her drowned mother's belly, and a mill worker who survives an industrial accident with a disc saw neatly embedded in his skull, these old-world fables pale by comparison to Alex's present-time narrative and the wacko vocabulary that shapes it. Apologies to Desi Arnaz, but the comic potential in fractured English usually expires after about two jokes. Here, however, we readers never know whether Alex is going to hit a funny bone or an unexpected illumination with his irreverent and unintentionally poetic use of English. In Letters to Jonathan, written after their shared adventure, Alex describes himself as a premium person who admittedly has been very nomadic with the truth. It's a tribute to Alex's captivating voice, as well as to Four's daredevil literary impulses, that we readers pursue the crooked path of Alex's sentences to their bitter, ungrammatical conclusion.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Everything is Illuminated by Jonathan Safran Foer.